last 5 years has been, to no surprise, the south and the west part of your district. We saw the one small area north of 6 Highway, but other than that, and then that's pretty much all built out at this point, some of those larger residential lots. We also look at the future land use that the city has. Predominantly, we're looking at the yellow areas. That's where residential could occur. So as we're trying to match up some of the things, particularly when we get out to Horizon High School, what's the chance that we see more residential there? Well, a lot of that land around there is office, and that's what you, again, with the future land use map, we'd be able to fully understand that. From that information, we create where we potentially have growth areas. This is where I highlight again over by Boys Town or Miller North. That's where we're potentially seeing that you could see a project there. We know at some point that land's been discussed for purchase, but we haven't heard of any action at this point. But we know at some point in the next 5 years, maybe we could see something there, very likely beyond that. Two things have to happen with developing land. One, the owner has to want to develop. Two, once they are developing something, it has to be a product that will be able to move in the market. So now we step into some of the enrollment projections. This is a great thing as we were looking at how well things were forecasted. Ironically, the elementary, the middle school, and the high school are all 99.4% accurate in what we forecasted as we were going through this redistricting process. For a district, overall accuracy of 99.8%. So the model has really done very well in picking up some of the places where we've seen decreases in enrollment and other places where we are anticipating there to be some increases. So when we rebuilt the model this year, we, of course, rebuilt everything from scratch to look at all of the different assumptions. And from those things, we built on the latest information of data to, again, try to assist. Are there some things that we've referred to back, if you remember, in the redistricting? There was a lot of conversation about the learning community students and whether or not I made this reference of a spigot. Is there a point where you have to turn it off or you turn it on? And what we're suggesting the data indicates is you have available capacity in some of the buildings, particularly on the north side, where you could have more learning community students. And with the plans that we have seen with learning community students coming into the district, you have the ability to absorb them. So those are some kind of good things that kind of came out of this analysis. This particular graphic here is kind of a summary of what we're seeing with enrollment, where it was in the past, with elementary being the solid red, the middle school being the solid blue, and the high school being the solid green. The forecast for the district are those pastel colors, the light red being the elementary, the light blue being the middle school, and the light green being the high school. And that solid purple line being the aggregate of those combinations. And so you can see, we see a little bit of enrollment increases at the elementary level. The middle school, we kind of see a little bit of a decrease, and some of that is because some of the larger cohort grades work their way through the system. But at some point with these other larger grades coming in, if we get beyond 1920, it'll increase. And then as we look at the high school, we see, again, some increases at the high school level. And a lot of that is some of the larger current middle school grades moving into the high school. So this chart, and I know this is difficult to read on the projector, but I want to briefly kind of go over the information that's on here. We have each of the facilities listed on the left-hand side. We have the district capacity provided for those buildings and the grades that we're monitoring the projections for. And then as you move to the right, we have three different sets of numbers for the past enrollments. If we start with, we'll just do Abbott since that's right there at the start. In the 14-15 school year, we have 414 that reside there, 413 attends, and then a subset of that 414 that reside and still attend that school, there's 374. So that gives you that complete picture based on where programs are or how students may be moving around to different schools. As we move to the right, we give the projections based on where the student resides. That's where we have the greatest accuracy because we have different variables to factor on why students make that choice to live or households make that choice to live where they live. We also have tried to provide a projection based on where students may likely attend based on the programming and those things, and that's where you get the last five columns where we're trying to forecast a model on top of the model of where students potentially will attend. The shaded areas are